Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves, presented by Draft Day. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Wednesday, September 11th, 2013.
Episode 9.21, the Week 2 Preview Show.
Also known as the Week 2 Preview Show.
This, Jeff, starts to it starts to go downhill.
Our shows start to go downhill from here?
No.
That's good.
The season.
I would like the season goes downhill from
because
why?
It starts ending. We are now closer to the end of the season
than we were to the beginning.
Not yet.
We are. It's a 7-month layoff.
That's true.
For most teams, they stopped playing over 7 months ago, and that's just it's insane. As we talk to the Brits, as we do our bit for the Brits, we try and slap them around to how good they have it.
Yes.
Because they have no idea. They think this 6-week layoff.
You slapped them around a little
bit? Oh, I slapped the whole nation around, except for the Republic of Ireland. I left them alone.
All right.
But yes, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, the whole bunch just slapped them around.
Wow.
Stop it. Stop it. We have 7-month break between our season. You have 6 weeks. And then you play little friendlies.
Yeah.
So it's stop it. Stop it.
Well, first of all, I mean, since we're going there in friendlies, congratulations to the United States. You're going to the World Cup.
You get the claps. I don't have the claps.
You're
going to the World Claps. You're going to the World Cup, America. Woo! Beat down Mexico.
By defeating Mexico 2-0 and with Panama.
Panama.
And their draw, that sends the U.S. to the World Cup. So, we're going to Brazil.
Viva Brazil.
Are we going to Brazil?
The chances are so remote.
I have already started. Elena and I. Let me rephrase. Elena and I.
His 11-year-old daughter.
Have already started the Brazil 2016
Is
fund.
Is your daughter going to be 12 here shortly?
Yes.
Holy crud.
Yes, my 12-year-old. And she and I have started
the Brazil fund.
2016 fund. Because that's where the Olympics are in 2016. And
right.
We will be there.
And what does that have to do with the World Cup? You're going to just hang around?
Yeah, we're just going to stay there for the entire 2 years.
We hear it's a fun place to party.
She's gonna enroll in school. She's going to learn Portuguese.
Portuguesa.
And, and I'll just, say hi to all the lovely women that run around in the little skimpy bikinis that they do there in Rio. And
You'll first have to learn to say, how you doing in Portuguese.
Yes, exactly. And there you go. So, Brazil 2014 through 2016. That's where I'm going to be living. Mm. I don't know if we can do the show from there because I don't know if they have ISDN down there.
Well, you know what? They should if they're going to be putting on an Olympic and a World Cup. I hope that they can figure out how to tie two phone lines together.
That they've installed that.
Such an ancient technology.
Well, we got some news, NFL news. We got 16 games to talk about because buys don't start for a couple more weeks, thankfully.
Week 4, I think, is the first bye this year.
Four,
craziness.
True. And, of course, we will be talking about Ndamukong Suh.
I don't change the way I play.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Think back to last season. Were your dreams of fantasy glory dashed by a low tackle on your quarterback? Or the 50 home run hitter who lost his mojo?
Strike three, you're out!
Even when you win, good luck collecting that check from Mr. Commissioner. When you talk about a fantasy, it's usually, man, if I could have one night with her. Not, boy, she'd make a great life partner. Why should your fantasy league be any different? Go on, play the field. Draft Day lets you live out a new fantasy every day. Play against strangers or take on your friends. Play for bragging rights or for the big bucks. It's your call. Whatever happens, it all starts over tomorrow. So play it your way with Draft Day.
Play your way with Draft Day. That's draftday.com/rants for your entry into all the big prizes.
Why did you become Casey Kasem?
Because Cal Worthington died.
Oh, I see.
So this is in memoriam.
What about his dog, Spot?
Which one of his dogs? The cheetah, the leopard, the elephant?
I just told you, and his dog, Spot.
Yes, it's not, but he has many dogs. Many dogs. Like I dog.
If you joined our Rants League last week and we had the difficulties, come back and rejoin and get in the league again this week because they're going to do a solid.
Here's how you say sorry.
Sorry for the league kind of canceling. The top five entries in our Rants Week 2 Fantasy Football League will get a free ticket to enter their $82,000 Blitz bracket.
What?
That's right. So if you are the top five, and right now there's only six entries.
I was going to say there's only six, but I don't want everyone to rush out there.
I want everyone to rush out there.
I was thinking we could keep it on the QT.
Oh, and, I see. And then next week we promote the heck out of this.
A
ticket to an $82,000 Blitz bracket, chance to win $82,000. I want in on that, so I'm going to make sure.
$82,000.
Yeah, so go out, draftday.com/rants. Join the league. Play in week two against both Jeff and I, and the top five finishers get a free entry into the $82,000 Blitz bracket.
I came up with another tip.
Yes.
There's another I don't know why we're giving away our best advice, yes, but it's a habit.
Okay.
So here's another tip.
Don't wear that shirt after Labor Day.
This shirt?
No.
This shirt's nice.
I wasn't talking to you. I was just
talking to the audience. I just came from work, so I thought, I'm trying to dress for work.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's my thing. Don't start in the order that they start you in. I want to build from the bottom. So I want to get a kicker and defense out of the way first.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't like to worry about having the money left over at the end or having too much money and then having to redo. I want to know how much I really have to spend. So you're not going to care that much about the defense and kicker. Those are pretty straightforward picks,
yeah,
I think. So I want to do those first. Then, here's the thing, I want to pick my quarterback.
Yeah.
Then, I want to maybe look at my flex.
Yeah.
Then, I go to the running back and tight end.
I see.
That's my little Jeff's tip.
Here's my tip for you, Jeffrey. It's okay if you have $30,000 left over.
Oh, that bothers me greatly.
It's okay.
Well, yeah, the best team probably last week had $30,000 left over.
Yes. Just remember, you don't have to spend it all $100,000.
Steven, I've known you a long time.
Sure.
When have you gone into a casino playing environment and not gone, you know what, all the money in my wallet is in play?
This is not that.
This is not that. That's what I need to understand.
Yeah,
this is not that. This is totally different.
It's completely different.
So having money left in the bank is fine.
I have close to a little over $19,000 left over this week.
Whoa, because I had like $2,000 or $3,000, and I was stressing.
Yeah.
Because I liked my team.
Keep it. Just don't stress over not spending every last dollar.
Because I made a mistake last week and didn't do Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
I went and got rid of Shady McCoy to get a better, i.e. more expensive, running back.
See?
And it killed me.
And a lot of people do that.
Don't do that. Here's more advice from Jeff and Steven. Don't be that guy.
You don't have to spend.
Pick the best team.
It's an imaginary $100,000.
See, it doesn't feel imaginary to me. I'm stressing like I'm losing money, like I got a hole in my pocket.
You don't have to use it all. And like I said, I'm close to $20,000. Still in my bank, and I've got a great, solid football club.
Certainly a top five at this point.
Absolutely.
As long as nobody else signs up.
Yeah, so I was here. I will do this. I told you that there's a contest where you play against like 3,000 people, and if you're number one out of those 3,000, you get a ticket to go to Las Vegas Week 15 and try for $1 million. I missed first place by 0.2 points.
Whoa!
That's just week one, though. I'm going to get one of those tickets. I'm going to go play for $1 million.
I'm going to find a golden ticket.
I'm just telling you. I am going to nail it.
It's salary cap drafting, which is kind of fun. I like. And I love that it's week to week because, I'm sorry, you could just get out and get in and do whatever you
get
want.
Get in, get out, and, you know.
So this week, if you pay $2.20, you can play against Steven and I, and the top five are going to get a chance to play for
82,000
simoleons.
Dollars. And that's real U.S. dollars.
That's real
cash.
Currency.
That's not, you know, that's not, what is that paper? That
Monopoly money.
No, no.
Well, oh, that would have worked as an analogy.
No, I was thinking the, see, it's every state's different. I was thinking the food stamps money.
EBTs?
Yeah, but here at CBT, they just give you a card. But, like, right. in the state of Texas, they give you a little booklet with, like, little paper dollars.
We used to have stamps.
They used to have the stamps here? Okay.
Yeah. And you never wanted to get in line behind those people.
Because
they got liquor.
They got the cut.
I got to pay cash for my liquor. And this one I can use on the diapers. But this one, wait, I'm scanning that. You'd be in line behind them. Just like, seriously? Like, here's all my money. Buy your damn groceries and get out of the line so I can go home. Because I'm a Republican, which definitionally means I hate poor people.
You do.
I hate poor people.
You care enough to make sure that they're born, but then once they're born, you don't care about them at all.
I don't know that I wish that they would be born, dude. Let's be honest. You can't have it both ways. Either the planet's too crowded or not.
There you go.
Wow. So just saw the latest newsroom last night.
Yes.
From Sunday.
I haven't. Woo! I'm watching it tonight after we finish recording the show.
Woo!
Leave me alone.
That's your tease.
I don't want to talk about it. Woo! Okay, there you go.
Good stuff.
Let's start off with some NFL news. Ndamukong Suh fined $100,000.
Oh, wait. That certainly deserves a little.
$100,000 for his illegal hit against the Minnesota Vikings. And
you've seen the hit,
that is, Jeffrey, the highest on-field fine
in the history of the game.
In the history of the NFL, $100,000.
I think it's appropriate because it goes parallels that we had the unprecedented number of safeties last week. So that something else unprecedented would go alongside that.
You needed it.
It brings balance.
Well, you would think that the league is sending a message to Ndamukong Suh, but –
they
according
didn't take
to,
him off the field?
According to Sue, well,
he plans
he
on
says,
he's going to
I don't change.
I don't change.
Really? You just play football. That's all I can do, Sue told the reporters. He says, I don't change. I'm going to always play tough, hard. That's the way I was brought up in Nebraska, where I really learned football. From the coach and that staff, and to continue to play hard and play blue collar football.
I'm in a blue collar town, so I'm going to play blue collar football.
And I don't change.
And I don't change.
And if people are going to fine me $100,000, so be it.
Well, it goes to charity. Now, the real question is, because this would cross my mind as a player, because again, I don't care about poor people.
Right.
But I do care about my own situation.
Yeah.
So is it a tax write off? Since I'm getting fined and it's going to charity, does it become a tax write-off?
I don't think so.
It goes to charity, though. Just because I didn't want
to
give it to charity?
It doesn't go to charity
in your name?
Ndamukong Suh.
Oh.
It goes to charity
from the league office?
The NFL.
Oh. Yeah. They should really put it in my name. I mean, if they took it out of my paycheck, I think that somehow my name should go on the new children's hospital that's built. And then, because Ndamukong Suh, his fines are starting to total up to children's
Look,
hospital
a lot
money.
There's a lot of people, not just in the Vikings organization, they are very angry at the hit that he put on John Sullivan.
Well,
and
you've seen it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Now, in real time, did it look dirty to you?
Okay.
In real time, I was watching the ball carrier.
It didn't look like he did it on purpose, but it did look like a bad hit.
Okay, so you're talking about, though, an instant replay, because in real time, I didn't even see it.
Yeah, no.
I was watching the ball carrier.
Except for the ref?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So in real time, I didn't see it. You didn't see it.
Yeah.
Okay, on the first instant replay I saw, I went, I don't know if that's on purpose, like kicking Matt Schaub in the nuts.
Right.
Okay.
That I thought he was on purpose.
Okay, well, the more I've seen it...
Now you think it's on purpose?
Well, I've got Steven in my ear all the time, whether I like it or not. And so I'm like, and this doesn't seem, this seems, no, this was on purpose.
Yeah.
He literally rolled into a guy's legs that was running towards him.
Yeah.
And therefore, I mean, and that is definitionally rolling up on a player.
Right.
When you do it in the open field, when there's nobody else around, it's a little more obvious.
Right.
And when you roll up on a player, just ask anybody who's had knee surgery.
Right.
Just because we're better at medicine at fixing these knees that get broken.
Yeah.
Didi wanted to ask the question, why all players aren't wearing those braces that they're wearing in college on the outside, the little metal straps?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sure at some point they will, because they're going to get comfortable enough in college. They're going to go into the pros, and they're going to be comfortable wearing them. But we're making marvelous advances in technology.
Not everybody wears them in college, though.
I didn't say everybody, but yeah, more players in college
wear them. And you know why they wear them? Because at some point in their career,
they've had a problem. But what you're going to find as we move to the Gladiator Bowl is going to be guys in full-on gear with titanium plates installed anywhere to minimize the chance of injury, which means people hit harder.
And after watching week one, I sat down afterwards, you know, after all the hemming and hawing of the Dallas Cowboy, New York Giant.
It certainly left itself open to some hemming and hawing.
End of the game. And I'm sitting there, and all of football, pretty much all of week one is done except for the two Monday Night Football games. And I'm just thinking, wow, what I have seen today, I'm not sure this game is around in 10 years. And it kind of made me sad a little bit.
I've had that moment.
But
that's lame.
I think it's the, I will enjoy these next 10 years as much as I can.
Yeah.
I will see as much as I can. But I think we're coming to just players are so big and so fast, and they're getting stronger, and they're getting bigger, and they're getting faster. And at some point,
and the consequences are becoming so severe.
At some point,
the cost benefit,
there will be a death on the football field, and at that point, the league has to shut down.
We haven't had that yet.
No, we haven't.
And I don't know, frankly, how we haven't.
Yeah,
we have had people leave as paraplegics.
Paralyzed,
and I saw the Rams playing the Detroit Lions in 1990 something at Ditka's Bar in Chicago, and was talk about a buzzkill when a guy leaves paralyzed the field. It really does tend to kill an entire bar. The whole mood changes when you realize that somebody's livelihood and ability to just feed themselves has changed in an instant. It really does kill the buzz in the room, as it should. It's just a game. And I think, Stephen, what you are largely talking about, though, is a cost-benefit analysis. And if we've got too great a chance of injury or even death, and we have to stop it, if that chance is reasonable.
Right.
We've got a not a heavyweight fight, but we've got a major fight this weekend in boxing. And boxing's seen its share of significant damage done in the ring. We've never had a death in the ring that I'm aware of.
Not that I'm aware of. I know for a fact in the NFL, no one's ever died on the field. Now, there's been a heart attack like on the sidelines.
Sure.
And that was like in the 70s. I don't know about it. This is just history, me reading history. I was a kid when it happened. But there's not been a death on the field in the NFL. And I think we're heading there. And when that happens, the league has to step back and say, I don't know how we continue. People are killing each other out there on the football field.
Lest you think we're bumming you out, we're doing this show on September 11th.
Yeah, we are.
Anniversary. And so it is not a improper time to assess big picture issues.
Yes.
I mean, that's the point of things like this, is to make you pull back and go, what are we really doing? What are we really trying? Let's just talk about, we're going to talk about the Syria thing in the most generic sense of, wow, that's really complicated. Do we blow up some stuff? Do we disempower somebody that maybe somebody worse becomes empowered?
Yeah.
What? Wow, this is really complicated. Yes.
Yeah.
If you can't say that, you really haven't understood the issue. And what Steven's approaching and talking about with somebody inevitably dying in the NFL is something that has to be taking place at Park Avenue in the NFL offices. If that, I guarantee that conversation is taking place. And I have heard from people close to Commissioner Goodell that is his greatest fear.
Yeah. And that's why they're pushing player safety. And it's
hence Ndamukong Suh, to bring it back full circle, and the way he plays is going to continue to get fined at levels that we've never seen before.
Right.
Somebody asked you on Facebook, I saw, which is, what would this hit have been if it had been anybody else? And you said, I believe, $10,000 to $15,000. But it's like, if it was just this hit out of context.
It was Bender who asked the question.
Well, Bender, you know.
Yeah.
He knows how to ask. He's a teacher. He asks the good questions.
So, no.
But it's not just anybody.
Here's my thing, though. And I think what the league is telling Ndamukong Suh with this $100,000 fine, this unprecedented $100,000 for something he did on the field, is, look, this is it. This is the pinnacle, $100,000. Next time, it will be games, which means you lose game checks, and that's a whole heck of a lot more than $100,000.
Right.
So for him to immediately come out the next day and say, I don't change. That's how I play football. They instilled it in me in Nebraska, and they gave me some nice corn-fed food, and I'm playing football, and I don't change. You know what, son?
If you don't change,
you may not be around to play this game much longer.
The Fox NFL guys on their new Fox Sports 1 channel today, they have a daily show that's really good, and they had Tim Ryan on as a guest today. Mm-hmm. I guess he was in town, and he had a Fox game this last weekend that they wanted to ask him about. He announced, so he came in to talk about it. And it might have been this exact situation. In fact, he did. He had the Lions game. He had the Lions-Vikings game last weekend. And so they wanted him to talk about the Ndamukong Suh thing. And he says, you know, in the old days of the NFL, when I played, when he was a Bear for 5 seasons, the game had a way of policing itself, much like baseball. Where if somebody gets hit by a pitch, somebody on the other team's going to get hit by a pitch. In hockey, if somebody does a cheap shot, the enforcer's going to come out on the ice and crack one of your guys. And he says that's how the game of football used to work. He said he remembered a very specific game against the Houston Texans when they were actually – so I guess it was the Houston Oilers in the Astrodome.
Okay.
And he said that he saw a guy about to go at the head of one of his teammates with his elbow. So Tim stepped in between them and delivered his own elbow shot to that guy's head. He said by the end of the day, he had gotten hit at least 8 times very viciously by Houston Oilers defensive players.
Right.
Because Tim started it.
Right.
As far as anyone could tell, Tim started it.
Yeah.
He says, and they had every reason to do that because I did throw the first punch.
Right.
I think I was trying to prevent something.
I was trying to help one of my teammates.
But the fact is.
And it just made it seem like I was the one who started it.
He went old Jack Bauer. Yeah. Which is basically.
You
look,
always take it to Jack Bauer.
Beep, boop. I was going to bring in the beeping sound effect just to drive you crazy today, Steven.
Yeah.
So we're 22 minutes into our 90-minute show.
Yeah,
which,
any other NFL news before we got 16 games.
I know. We got a lot. Von Miller, he's got a warrant out for his arrest right now, and it's for silly stuff. I mean, seriously, Von Miller, it's not bad enough that you're not currently helping your team, which is one of the most fun teams in the NFL.
Oh, Von Miller.
He's currently under a 6-game suspension.
Yes.
And one game into his suspension – for substance abuse policy, the team, he has a driving citation,
yes.
And he didn't.
No license.
He didn't respond to it.
Yeah.
You have like a week to respond to it.
Yeah.
He didn't. So now there's a warrant out for his arrest.
He was driving for no license.
Yes.
And speeding, I think. And his dad was in the car. And he just, how do you not show up when you got a speeding ticket? I mean, how?
Well, sometimes there's paperwork malfunctions. I call my insurance company today, Steven, because my car insurance was way too high.
Yeah.
I'm like, what up? She says, you got 2 points on your record. I said, no, I don't. She says, yes, you do. I'm looking right at it. And I said, no, because the one a year and a half ago I went to traffic school for. She says, not here you didn't. It didn't. The paperwork didn't sync up.
Okay.
So I got to go find the – and you know how much stuff I save.
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. So I've got to go back and recreate the traffic school and find them and chase them down and basically make them cough up the paperwork for the traffic school that I paid for.
Yes.
And did, so that my car insurance can be cut in half because it says I'm an unsafe driver
you
in California.
Are.
I know I'm an unsafe driver. But the thing is, the insurance company doesn't know I'm an unsafe
they
driver.
They do, apparently.
Well, they do now, but that's not entirely true from their point of view. Which is specifically my wallet's point of view, Steven. According to what should be my wallet's point of view, I'm an excellent driver.
Real quickly, I think that what comes out of that Von Miller story, Jeffrey,
mm-hmm.
is that the commissioner can suspend him more games.
Chris Mortensen saying that the league is not planning on increasing his suspension at this time.
At this time.
Miller's August arrest occurred when he was trying to purchase a firearm at a gun range store near the Broncos complex in South Suburban Denver while he was preparing for an appeal hearing on his current suspension. mandatory background check revealed that he had an outstanding warrant. And Miller was arrested at the store. You know, that's a funny thing about gun stores. They tend to be very letter of the law-ish. If it says that this guy, you need to call the cops immediately, they don't care why.
Yeah.
I stole a loaf of bread. Don't care. You're at a gun store, okay? We have a higher standard that we have to hold to because we sell guns.
Right.
Okay? So, look, Vaughn, you've got to reel in your personal life and get back on the field.
All right. Real quickly, before we get to the game, Jeffrey, I'm going to cover this picture because the NFL is distracting me by throwing Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders up there.
Oh, damn them. I don't want to talk.
But it's a couple tweets from Jim Irsay, our billionaire tweeter.
Oh, yeah.
Our billionaire tweeter friend. Raiders Colts, talking during the Raiders Colts game, he says, "We got to protect 12 better. And that includes more than just the offensive line. It's backs, tight ends, coaches, blitz pickups. I demand," and demand is all capitals.
Yeah.
"I demand better." And someone were like, "Calm down, you know, Jim. They won the game." He's like, "Well, Dolphins are coming to town, and make no mistake about it, the fish." I don't know. He calls them the fish. I don't know why. They're the Dolphins.
They're the Dolphins, but it's shorter, probably. The fish.
Is
it the fish can? Can of fish? I don't know. If he was trying to make a wordplay, but it's funny.
"The fish can and will bring the heat. We got to man up and confront heat with a NASA-like heat shield."
All right, Jim.
You kind of went a little crazy there.
If you could get with mixing up your metaphors and things, if you could get with Branson, the billionaire, he could possibly hook you up because he builds those bullet trains and things. You know?
Well, he's building a trip to space, right? In one of his Virgin.
Probably.
Yeah, you haven't heard of the Virgin thing that he's
probably
building?
Probably. I've heard of Branson's Virgins. I like flying on them.
Yeah, I know, but he's got like the Virgin Cruise or the Virgin Cruise into space, and like you can go and live in space for like a year.
When I was a kid, Branson just meant the place that old people go to be entertained in Missouri. That's all it was. Now it's a billionaire that we all have to pay attention to. So, Steven, let's get to the games and let's rock and roll.
I don't have time to talk about Cam Newton saying that the rise in black quarterback shouldn't be a big deal.
You can mention it. Right. Yeah. Thanks. Moving on to the games, though. Week 2. And the National Football League kicks off tomorrow night on NFL Network with what should be one heck of a yawner.
You don't have a bar mitzvah just because you're starting an African-American quarterback in this league.
Unless it was Rod Carew's child, that would actually be true.
Exactly. I mean, but there you go. Cam Newton on why everybody's making it a big deal that an African-American
Jewish festival.
You don't have a bar mitzvah just because you're starting an African-American quarterback in this league. All right, that's what I wanted to get out of my chest.
That's funny.
You're funny, Cam.
Was it stuck in your
Here
craft?
We go. The New York Jets at New England Patriots, Thursday night football, Gillette Stadium.
Foxborough, Massachusetts. The weather, by the way, I know I was dead wrong last week, but I'm just at NFLweather.com, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm not responsible for what I'm reading. The weather last week was supposed to be lovely. And then we had thunderstorms.
Yes.
The weather tomorrow night is supposed to be heavy rain in Foxborough.
I say we avoid
the
giving
weather.
A weather report.
Shut up. It's part of my thing.
Right,
and it's part of how I make my picks. Not in this game.
Yeah.
Now, look, Bill Belichick has given his players the week off. They're not practicing this week.
The entire week?
That's what I heard. And I heard it from, like, Pat Kerwin. Okay. And he wasn't being sarcastic.
Let's see. You play on Sunday. Monday's a normal day off.
Right. Exactly the thing. And
Tuesday you would have a walkthrough.
Right.
Wednesday you practice. But now they're flying. Well, they don't have to fly.
They don't have to travel. The Jets have to travel. No one has to fly anywhere. You're going from New York City to Boston. In fact, south of Boston. So it's even shorter distance. But
well,
here,
you got to do something. How do you get there?
Well, I would take a train.
Okay.
Because it's probably a two-hour train ride.
Right.
Versus going through airport nonsense.
Two-hour train ride's not good for an NFL team with all the gear.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Forget the gear, which that's a huge issue that you just mentioned. Yeah. I'm just thinking about the players. And there are so many players on both teams here that are severely injured or nursing nagging injuries. We don't know the status of Danny Amendola, and we will not before the beginning. If he looks like he looked on Sunday, he shouldn't play.
Right.
But he likes – apparently he's trying to shake this whole fragile image by being a tough guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Danny, you're fragile.
Yeah.
And tough, but that doesn't make you not fragile.
He did save their butts there at the
he
end of the totally game.
He totally did. In the end zone, hobbling around, looked like Ben Roethlisberger after he came out of a blender. It was just, it was bad.
Yeah.
And he's hopping around on one leg catching footballs. And Danny, to your credit, love you. But you may not be helping the team, and you may have to force your quarterback to find new ways to score besides Julian Edelman. Because Stephen Ridley, Shane Vereen today
broke his wrist,
went down.
And he's out.
And he is out.
Yes.
These are two teams bleeding profusely.
The New England Patriots, however, even with all of that that
yes.
you just mentioned, are favored by 11.5.
12 at Caesars and the Orleans. But wow. yes, 11.5 is generally the norm, but it goes as high as 12.
There you go.
Now, what I find most interesting here, if one were to be gambling, laying a flutter, is the 43.5 points.
Yes.
I love the under in this.
I actually like the over.
I don't see how either team scores a lot of points.
I think the Patriots take care of the 43 by themselves.
They like to score lots of points, but they don't have the capacity that they once had, and especially this week.
I think that they will.
It's a short week.
I think their young guys
are gonna,
Tompkins, Kemble Tompkins, Sudfeld, I think they will step up. Look, Kemble Tompkins was targeted like a dozen times.
Okay.
He only caught 4 passes, but I went back to look at some of those, and some of those were on Tom Brady. Yeah, believe it or not, oh my God, Tom Brady threw some bad passes.
He's human?
But Tom Brady's going to have to find somebody else to throw the rock to.
That's the way I felt. I felt like he was forcing the ball to Amendola, forcing the ball to Edelman.
Yeah.
Because those were the only guys he was comfortable with.
Right. You know what, Tom? You're not going to get comfortable with somebody else if you don't throw them the football.
Yeah. So
I like New England. I think they're going to take care of this.
I like New England too,
right.
But I don't know that they – here's the thing I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this when we do radio tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't believe they cover the 12. I'm not comfortable with giving 12 points. That's a lot of points in what potentially could be bad weather, which, again, could be very favorable to the Patriots.
Yeah.
They play in snow. They play in sleet. They play in rain. They're like the U.S. Mail used to be. Before it became a bunch of cranky, entitled people. Have you been to a post office lately?
They don't come out in the rain and the sleet and the snow anymore?
This lady, we don't have time for it, but this lady was such a piece of work. She was mad at me because I brought in all the T-shirts and hoodies to mail.
Right.
Because I brought them in at 3:30. She would rather if I came in an hour sooner.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's a U.S. post office.
Yeah.
I pay you. I mean, this was so lost on her.
Yeah.
I'm like... You're scolding me for coming in 90 minutes before you close. Scolding me. She scolded me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we're not going there because we don't have time. We don't have time for fun stories. So LeGarrette Blount needs to be unleashed.
I don't think so. He's not the same LeGarrette Blount
that we knew.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He is much slowed by his serious injuries.
He's very slowed. Now, he's still a big battering ram, and if you need 2-3 yards, you know, if it's 2nd-and-2, 3rd-and-2, I'd give him the rock. I'd feel comfortable with that. But if you want him to be an every down back to go out there and get you the big chunks of yards, he's not the guy. And I think Belichick needs to – you know what Belichick really needs to do?
What?
He needs to change. What? He needs to go with Stephen Ridley and he's say, look him in the eye. You are our guy. No one's going to come in after you. Go take care of business.
Does that mean go get healthy?
I just think it – no. Stephen Ridley, the guy who is healthy.
Okay.
Who he –
Well, Ridley's not 100%.
No, it's Shane Vereen who's got the injury.
Okay, but Ridley is also, just let me be clear, has a shoulder and is probable for tomorrow. But this could be a Bill
He's
Belichick
fine.
Shoulder,
yeah,
which is – it's always an ankle, knee, a shoulder, a thumb. It's always a thing.
Ridley's fine. He needs to just stick with one guy instead of – back to your rant from last week.
About no running backs?
Running backs. Well, if coaches pull a running back out every 2 seconds for another running back, you can't have one stud running back. For all the people
who were whining and complaining that LeSean McCoy, I don't know if LeSean McCoy can do this for 16 games. Well, let's try at least. How shall we?
I got a fun idea. Give it a go.
So we'll see. I would go with Ridley. I would feed him until literally he came to me. He's like, Coach, I cannot take another step. Then I would be like, all right.
I'm listening.
I hear listening. You. And I'll throw somebody else for a little bit. But that's what I would do. Brady's going to find somebody else to throw it. I actually, one of my sneaky plays this week will be Kimbrel Tompkins. Because the wide receiver saw a lot of targets last week.
Yeah.
I think he will see the same number, and this time most he will actually make catches.
I'm with you because most people are going Homan Anawi.
Yeah.
They're going, oh, well, Tom Brady loves tight ends. No, Tom Brady likes open receivers.
He likes who's ever open okay. and who's ever going to catch the ball.
It, in the past, has been tight ends.
Yeah.
It is not. In fact, before that, it wasn't tight ends. It was wide receivers. Before that, it's like Tom Brady's been around this game for 13 freaking seasons. He can throw the ball wherever he likes.
All right, I've got the New England Patriots.
I've got the Patriots, too. I don't know by how much, though, Stephen.
All right.
That's what do you think? Are you comfortable with the line?
I think it's a tad high.
Okay.
Only because it was double digits last week, and they won by two, right? Something like that?
Yeah. Oh, dude, barely.
So
it came down to a kick.
I think it's a tad high. But so I wouldn't touch that, but I so like – I mean, 43 points. 43.
Yeah. I still haven't.
If the Jets can get me 14, I am confident.
Well, that's, though, the problem I had because I kept trying to imagine how Jets get 14 points.
Yeah.
And I couldn't because I'm taking the line into account. I'm like a plus 12. So we got to move off this game. I go 14 plus 12. That's – what's 14 plus 12? That's 26.
Yes.
And then 26 plus that original 14, that's 40. That's the under.
Right.
That's if the Jets can get 14 points, which I don't know that they can get. So therein lies my reason I would take
There's
the under.
Your rub. All right.
Will you hit bang us into the Sunday specials?
Sunday morning.
Oh, that's goodbye, everybody, one. Suckers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's
can they
one
even
less.
It out?
It's one less. You should have heard Madden Football today on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Madden's like, I had to bring in an extra TV to because I only got 9 on my wall.
Yes.
Boom. He said boom today, by the way.
Did he say boom?
He said boom. It was awesome.
All right.
Love Madden Football.
The Cleveland Browns. Wait, that's not right.
No. You're thinking of the St. Louis
Rams.
Rams. It's Yiddish, Stephen.
St. Louis Rams travel to the Atlanta Falcons in the Georgia Dome. The Atlanta Falcons are, Jeffrey, big favorites in this game.
No.
Touchdown favorite, 7.5 points. And the over-under is 47.5.
Now, this is a game where, again, I'm not crazy about the over-under. I like the under. That's just
I
me.
I don't like the over-under in this game, but I do like Atlanta to cover the 7.
Okay, now Steven is going to continue to hate on the St. Louis Rams, as the Yiddish say, until they do something impressive, clearly.
Yeah, I mean.
They're going to have to do something special.
You can't struggle at home against Arizona.
You can't struggle against the Buffalo Bills and think
that's
what the Patriots did.
I wasn't talking about where did the Buffalo Bills go? Where did they come from?
Buffalo.
Listen to what I'm saying. You can't struggle against the Arizona Cardinals and then go into Georgia and think you're going to beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta. I don't disagree with you. We have the same pick. I'm confident.
Well, then I don't know why you
confident.
continue to love on the St. Louis Rams. If you pick them. Pick them.
Maybe they're
if
my,
you love them.
Maybe they're my ugly stepchild pick.
Oh, is that what it is? All right, well, pick them then.
No, they're
week.
My ugly. I'm a 49ers guy.
I see.
My T-shirt I wore yesterday, so
yes,
I didn't wear it today.
I see.
But I was wearing it all day yesterday, my cool T-shirt.
I saw your post on Facebook after they escaped with the victory against the Green Bay Packers.
Which was NFL replay tonight on NFL Network, and I loved watching
Did
that
you?
Again. That game was a lot closer than I remembered.
It was a lot closer.
It's a funny thing about winning is you go, that was so much fun, and then you look at the game again, you're like, that could have gone either way.
Oh, my God. I think what's happened here, folks, is Jeff has become me.
and I have become Jeff.
The day you pick against the Cowboys, which this week I will be picking against my 49ers, just to give a little hint of what's to come here.
Right.
So I'm not you. Don't ever compare me to you. I don't mind being you in so many ways, but one way I don't want to be you, yeah. and that's Homerland. Dope! Yeah. So the Atlanta Falcons will handle things at home, morning game. Nothing much to say here. It's not a sexy fixture at all.
Sexy fixture. Speaking of sexy fixtures, I went out on Facebook and Twitter and asked our great audience.
I know you did.
What they thought was the game of the week.
And I bet this wasn't picked.
No, it was not. It wasn't even mentioned.
Makes you go,
But I think Atlanta will take care of business. I think they will bounce back from that narrow defeat at the hands of New Orleans in New Orleans last week. They'll come back, they'll bounce back, and they will take care of business. I think they win big, and that's why I like them to cover that 7.
Cool. We've got a lot of comments of the game people are most looking forward to.
Yeah, the majority seem to say San Francisco at Seattle.
The Manning Bowl is up there.
Manning Bowl is, was second.
And that will be a featured game on Sky Sports this weekend.
The afternoon game?
Yes.
Great, great. What is the morning game?
The morning game, I just did the show notes, so I should know this.
Yes.
It is the
Minnesota at Chicago?
Yes. Well done. Well done.
Minnesota's coming in a couple weeks. That's why I put on TV.
So. Yeah, that's it tends to be something that they do, and it's a good game.
Right.
So it's a good divisional rivalry, but yes, that's the 6 o'clock game on
I have NFL Sunday ticket now, so I get every game. I'm actually thinking about
What?
Maybe bringing this TV back and bringing...
You know, the bottom half doesn't show very... sometimes.
Sometimes. It's been pretty good recently. Did you see how tiny these boxes are? The secondary boxes
no.
for DirecTV?
For Look Dish Network, it's the same size Dish Network.
It's the same size, yeah.
And it's called a Joey.
ours. Well, this is called a Mini Genie.
A Mini Genie.
The big one right. in the living room, the main, is just a genie.
Yeah.
This is a mini genie.
And see, they go Joey because it's cute. It makes people remember Friends or something. I don't know.
And I don't know. I can record like
I know.
Almost 15.
Well, you can do all primetime programming every night. So like 5 channels every night from 8 till 11.
No. But the store. The storage.
Oh, the storage capacity is virtually endless. It's terabytes of data.
The dude said 1,500 hours.
Of HD?
Of HD programming.
No, my old one that we got rid of, 8 shows of HD, and you pretty much need to start deleting stuff.
I was like, I could have like 5 games up there all in HD, and he's like, yep, not a problem.
So,
move on.
Carolina at Buffalo. Steven,
wait, I didn't actually hear you enter your pick.
The Falcons.
Thank you.
My picks are already in on our website.
Yeah.
And at ESPN.
I am right here. I'm chomping them in. I got this Excel spreadsheet. Once you make your pick, I put it in. I give this Excel spreadsheet to Elena, and she does the website. So it needs to be in this.
She updated it right as games were over, which
is
awesome.
Done. She's what? She got as many picks as us last week.
Okay, that's going to end. I went 11-5. I went 11-5.
We all went 11-5. She went 11-5.
Damn it.
You went 11-5.
I want to be better. I want to be better.
She was 11-5.
I certainly want to be better than a 12-year-old girl. Let's just be clear about one thing. Okay. Even if it is your daughter.
12-year-old girl who is my daughter.
Who has lived, breathed, shooted, pooped football her whole existence.
She came to me this morning and she's like, Dad, I don't know if you saw or not, but I got 11-2.
You do that exactly as she does it, by the way, the gestures.
Yeah. She's like, but I got 11-2.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, no way.
Not right.
Yeah, she went
11-5. I'm getting all
5.
16 this week, but I'm going to tell you that this game, Carolina at Buffalo.
Scares you.
Is one of the scary
ones.
It
scares me, too,
nice.
So much that I'm changing my pick.
Oh, my God. Now, just know that the challenge game ball sits in my court.
Yes, it does. It is.
So whatever you screw up, I'm going to be on yes like that, and I'm going to chomp it, and it's going to be signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Yeah, by the time the end of the show, I'll just say, oh, we got to go, and then you won't pick it. And
no,
then
see, I don't pull a Steven. I will chomp it.
I see.
So the sports books there.
Carolina Panthers travel to Buffalo, Ralph Wilson Stadium to face the Bills.
The Panthers are favored by 3.
Yes, they are. I like the home dog.
Oh, absolutely.
Home dog.
If we're wagering.
Yeah.
So the problem is, who's actually going to win this game?
The Buffalo Bills. And that's why I'm taking the 3 points. Give me the 3 points. You're going to give me 3 points and the Buffalo Bills? I'm taking Buffalo.
Well, I'm taking the Bills anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think they're going
to win the game outright. The fact that you're giving me 3 points only makes me feel that much better.
That E.J. Manuel, stop it. Stop it.
The rack is like changing.
Your rack is on fire, Steven. Yeah. I've been meaning to tell you.
My rack.
That E.J. Manuel's going to start his NFL career 2-0 in Buffalo. Who saw this coming?
0-2, you mean. They lost last week.
Oh, yeah. They were so close.
They should have won.
They should have won. But they did. But still, that he starts 1-1 in Buffalo, I mean, that's a huge win.
It would be a good win.
And Carolina.
Carolina's offense was so inept last week.
How inept was it?
So inept that I don't know.
It makes
have
inept
nothing.
Look bad.
Yeah. 7 points is all they mustered. They rushed for maybe 50 yards.
Teams did worse.
Maybe 50. No.
One team did worse.
No.
Jaguars. Their defense scored their points.
Yeah, but points-wise, but rushing-wise.
Okay.
I believe the Carolina Panthers were the worst rushing team in the league last week.
And how do you do that when you have competent people running
exactly.
the football?
Exactly. You know what? You're not letting your quarterback run, Jeffrey.
Well,
let your quarterback do what he does.
No.
Do what you do, Cam.
Take what the defense is dealing and deal with it. If that dictates running the ball, then run the ball. If it dictates throwing the ball, then throw the ball. But don't have a set game plan ahead of the match.
So you're telling me you're taking Buffalo, too?
Of course I'm taking Buffalo.
All right. We both have the Bills. They will find a way to win this game. I like them and the points, and it's going to be good.
Now, as we said, the early game on Fox, it probably is early game on Fox and on Sky, is the Minnesota Vikings at the Chicago Bears.
So high and so low,
bye down. Live on? Was that a different one?
No, it's
what
the
What do
same.
They say?
Bear down.
Oh, bite on, bite down, whatever.
Bite me. The line is 6.
Yes.
Bears minus 6.
Yes.
I think that's about right.
I don't know. I really do not know. Adrian Peterson has some of his best days against the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to run against them. For whatever reason, he just always explodes against the
And
Bears.
He has some makeup work to do.
That's true.
Because his quest for 2,500 was set back last week.
Just a tad.
Because he only had 80-something yards.
Well, the funny thing is, after his first touch.
78 yards. Whatever.
And after his first 78 yards, I'm like, oh, he is getting to 150 like that. And he never.
Eventually.
He never got over 100.
He'll get to 150 eventually. We just don't know what week.
Yeah. So, but. Unfortunately, I just do not like Ponder. I do not like what I've seen from him or what
Christian
I saw.
Ponder is becoming a problem in his own right. He's becoming Blaine Gabbert-esque, Josh Freeman-esque, and that's not company you want to keep.
Ooh, that is
Jake
horrible.
Locker-esque.
That is just stop.
And this is a guy who went to the playoffs last year. Okay, the others aren't.
Stop.
I'm not hating on the guy. I'm saying that it's regime change time. He got the dreaded vote of confidence today, Stephen. Leslie Frazier had to come out and defend his quarterback today. It's a bad sign.
All right.
The weather there in Chicago.
I've got the Bears.
Got Bears.
However, I'll leave you with this caveat.
Caveat emptor.
If that offensive line for the Bears doesn't do a better job and lets the Vikings get after Cutler, they may not win. I don't like the 6. I think it's too high. These games are usually decided
they
by
usually
a field
are close
goal.
Field goal, right?
So I'll take the Bears to win, but I'll take the Vikings to cover.
Okay, chance of thunderstorms there at Colger Field, and the temperature's finally getting down below 70.
Wow.
We'll watch those temperatures fall.
It was kind of cool tonight when we left. It was back to school night.
Was it neat?
For Emma.
Yeah.
And we walked out and I was
yeah.
like,
ooh, it's like 70 degrees outside. Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
Well, it's a whole lot cooler than inside the school. Oh my God.
Really? No air conditioning in the school? Oh, no, they don't turn it on at night. They don't turn it on. It's on a timer. It's on a timer.
So where are we going to differ?
I don't know, but don't screw up.
Maybe this next
week. Don't screw up.
The Washington Redskins, fresh off their Monday night loss.
Probably not here.
Travel to Green Bay to face the Green Bay Packers. Lambeau Field, 1 o'clock on Fox. And the Green Bay Packers, Jeffrey, are favorite by 7.5.
And it is going to be 70 degrees and partly sunny there in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
They're expecting a shootout, 49.5 point over under. Lots of points to be scored, Jeffrey. I like the over in this game.
I think that's a safe play.
Yes.
I think that's a safe play, especially
with all the points that were scored.
With RG3 having a quarter and a half of capable football under his legs now. He had his preseason in the first, second, and beginning of the third quarter. That was his preseason. And he looked rusty as hell. But he was starting to look much better come the end of the game. And I think he probably, after a good week of practice.
It also helped that the Eagles started to kind of back off a little
bit. Really did. And I'm sorry. I don't know that they backed off or the defense started playing better because Chip Kelly don't back off the accelerator. He's going to make Bill Belichick eventually look like a guy who's not really trying to score.
He did back off the accelerator. He did a lot.
Okay.
In the fourth quarter, they started huddling up a lot. They started to kind of, you know, slowing the pace
milk
down.
The clock.
Milk the clock. And he did say, I wish we would have done that a little bit better. That's probably the only thing they struggled at. But still, I think that Washington team is going to be a little gassed.
Yeah.
Short week. Got to travel, and I like the Green Bay Packers.
Isn't it interesting this week how a lot of the teams that have difficult matchups, they both had a short week, or they both had – there's some parity here that makes it a little easier to call things than normal. I'm absolutely taking the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Because neither of this team – I believe that neither – can afford to go 0-2 to start the year.
Oh, my God. That would be...
0-2 to start the year is almost the kiss of death.
Darn near panic time there in either one of those cities. In D.C., Bruce Arians is going to start getting all crazy and start yelling at people and possibly pull out a samurai sword. And in Green Bay, well, trust me, you don't want to see us shareholders all get our panties in a wad. Because there's, what, 127,000 of us? It was in our notes in our Excel spreadsheet. It said how many shareholders there were.
300,000.
300,000?
Plus, yeah. 362.
Okay. Yeah, you get all of us with our panties in a wad. It's not a pretty thing, let me tell you, as shareholders. We won't sit idly by. We won't, even though some of us are fans of other teams this year.
Yeah. I wonder how they would feel, you being a shareholder.
I'm a shareholder.
Walking around with, you know.
49ers gear on.
Kaepernick. Jersey.
Well, I didn't go to the game last week on that purpose because I didn't want to be seen by the spies because the Packers spies are numerous.
Yes.
They're everywhere.
They'll be like, wait a minute. That's a shareholder.
That's shareholder 702195. How dare he wear some other apparel? That is a violation of your trust. Sacred Trust is an owner of the Green Bay Packers franchise football club. So, Steven.
Can I give you the odds real quick?
The odds of what?
The odds if you start 0-2.
Oh, those odds are astronomical, Steven. They're really poor. You have like a 20% chance of making the playoffs.
I'm sorry, I thought that I had this.
But you know it off the top of your head. It is approximately 20% chance.
I thought it was like 13.
I'm always being generous when I give my estimations
I don't want to be.
You want to nail it.
It's like 13-14%.
It is really, really low. And again, you're talking about two teams that fully expect to play in the postseason and have gone to a lot of lengths to do so. And one of them is going to be in that 13% category. Mm. And I'm sorry, I like it much more to be the Washington Redskins with a reasonably inexperienced group of folks there rather than Aaron Rodgers. Come on, to go into that 13% camp.
Right.
That's going to have to battle uphill all season just to make the playoffs.
Well, I'm just looking at this.
In all fairness to Washington, They play in the NFC East, the most balanced division in the NFL.
Yeah. But after Green Bay, they get the Lions. So another NFC North team mm-hmm. for the Redskins.
Very physical opponent.
And that's a team that right now, at least, is looking very competent. They could be 0-3. And at that point, it's like 8% or something crazy.
Well, it's still, if anyone could make it happen, it would be this magical team. But I think that you'd really then have to start to question how well they prepared for the season with
right.
Robert Griffin. And
right.
if, in fact, they maybe should have started a backup week one, don't know. But one of the reasons I so comfortably take the Packers in this game, Steven, is whom did they play last week?
San Francisco 49ers.
Do they present a multifaceted offensive package? They prepared for the run,
right.
and they adapted to the throw.
Right.
Well, what does Washington do? They do the same thing.
Yes.
So they've had 2 weeks in a row to prepare for the same type of offense.
Read option.
And look, they nearly won in San Francisco
yes.
last week. Now they have their home opener.
At home.
Against a similar type of offense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that to me.
The big question is, will Clay Matthews try to do another
Clay.
Late hit? On,
it's going to cost him some endorsements if he's not careful.
Really? You think so?
Because he's such a sweet guy.
They like the bad boy image with the long hair and the, you know, he's a bad boy.
But he's playfully a bad boy, not really a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
Well, he's acting like, I mean, the guy at SC was pretty playful. This kid's acting
so
like a naughty boy.
So we both have the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
We'll move on to Lucas Oil Stadium, where the Miami Dolphins, or the Fish, can travel to face the Indianapolis
the fish
Colts.
Can. In the oil can.
Yes.
The fish can in the oil can.
Very
nice.
In the oil can. Miami Dolphins, Indianapolis Colts. The line is right now the Indianapolis Colts are favored by a field goal. They're getting the home field advantage field goal boot.
Give the points. Take the Colts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll take care of that.
Give the points. Take the Colts. That's Jeff's sure thing of the week.
Well, I'm with Ursay though. If Miami, look, they hit weed.
Miami has good defense. They've had a good defense.
Wait, they come
for
after
3 years. They've had a good defense.
Yes.
They've just sucked everywhere else,
right.
and it's been a mirage.
And now,
it's made them look worse than they actually are.
Now, offensively, they're sort of starting to become a little competent. Throwing the ball,
not running the ball.
They still got some. They got
question mark.
Yeah, Miller better, you know, turn it up a notch before
or
he gets
become
booted
a bear.
Off. Before he gets booted off,
booted
my
off
team.
The island.
But I like the Indianapolis
Look, Miami.
Colts. I want to take
dome.
Miami.
Okay,
I want to take Miami,
and I would beg you.
I think that
can I beg?
They have a chance.
Can I beg?
You can.
Please, please, please.
They have a chance.
Please.
I don't think it's
please?
That easy.
Can I stop begging?
You can stop
please?
Begging because it's not going to happen. But I will take the Indianapolis Colts
begging.
To
Indianapolis Colts, I, too, have them as too well have
My
them
only nervousness
me.
Here is how many, the amount of home teams I am picking this week. It scares me a little.
I have an overwhelming percent of home teams as well.
Yeah.
For the simple reason that that's the logical play this week.
Yeah, it, Week
where
two,
I don't have
week two is usually upset weekend. We call week two upset weekend for a reason. That means the
it's book, upsetting.
In Vegas, they still are trying to adjust the numbers.
Dial it in.
And
it's but
not dialed in
do
yet.
Do you make your picks and, with the Vegas line in front of you?
Sometimes I do.
Oh, I never do.
Yeah.
I never do.
You don't want to know who's favorite in the game
no,
before you make a pick?
I absolutely don't.
Oh, I want
Steve,
to know.
This is part of the reason I've had powerful rankings in years mm-hmm. gone by.
Yes.
Because I have my opinion.
I started the power list. And then as I was putting it together and I saw others put up their lists
yeah.
for this week,
right.
NFL.com,
right.
ESPN,
right.
Fox Sports, CBS.
Everybody in their brother.
It just made me angry. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. I don't care if Jeffrey puts up his powerful, whatever it is he calls
most
up.
Powerful
I'm not
rankings.
Doing it because they're dumb.
They're dumb.
Anybody right now at this moment who doesn't have the Denver Broncos one is wrong.
That's true.
Nobody had them one.
This week?
Some people had them as low as five.
Did they watch the games this last week?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Did they understand history? He's on our side?
Did they try?
Remember, that's always the argument is at the end, history will be on our side.
Did they even ascertain that the Denver Broncos look pretty good defensively?
One, two, three, four,
and they were
five,
missing
six,
people.
Seven touchdown passes.
Yes, and then there was seven.
Seven. Okay, I'm going to steal a line from Kostaki Economopoulos,
yes,
where he'll be joining us tomorrow for our live radio.
You're stealing his lines already?
I will use it and credit.
Okay.
Which is, so that playoff loss really must have stuck in Peyton's craw. Now, I don't know what a craw is, but whatever it is, it makes your arm really strong. Oh, this just in. Peyton Manning's neck is fine.
All right.
Kostaki, love him. I bet if he said it, you would have laughed instead of just looking at me like, why are you saying those things? That's not even that funny. Because you're not Kostaki. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not. But anyway.
All right, next, the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Head down to Kansas City, Mo. For the challenge game.
Arrowhead Stadium for the challenge game?
Yeah.
So I take it you're taking the Chiefs?
Well, I said I was taking a lot of home teams. And I know you're taking the Cowboys. So that makes this one kind of simple.
Well, there you go. Make it the challenge game. You'd be deadly wrong.
I am prepared to be deadly wrong.
Okay. There you go.
What does Las Vegas say?
Why would you believe the Kansas City Chiefs can beat the Dallas Cowboys? Because I want to know.
Because there was a battle of NFC East powerhouses that was ugly. Kansas City is not going to turn the ball over six times.
You could say that.
And the Giants, hang on. The Giants turned the ball over six times, and we're still in that ball game. Kansas City's not going to turn the ball over at all, probably.
Have you rewatched the game?
Yes.
Giants weren't in that ball game. I rewatched it.
They were playing catch-up.
The score
right
indicates that it was a close game.
I understand that.
Giants were never in that game.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
Okay? But the fact is, it was a hell of a lot closer than it should have been. Kansas City doesn't turn the ball over. Now, Dallas may force a turnover. Sure, that could happen. But they've already, halved how many turnovers they had all of last year, last week.
And so they're done?
I'm not saying they're done. I'm not saying regression towards the mean or anything. I'm just saying this Chiefs team prides itself in not turning the ball over.
Chiefs team played.
They're much more disciplined. And it's not, it doesn't matter if they play the Jaguars.
They played a high school team last
they
week.
Played, no, they played a JUCO.
Okay, fine. Junior college, yes. Step up from high school. I'll give you that.
I'm going to say a big JUCO.
Oh.
Like Saddleback, where
I
went.
I was thinking PCC.
No. They although played, Jackie Robinson played ball at PCC.
Yeah. Have you seen the Jackie Robinson Stadium that they built back there?
Yeah.
It's pretty really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, Jackie's played, from our town. What about it?
They played PCC.
Yeah.
And
they destroyed them.
They did.
Which you should.
28-2. I mean, they should have.
They shut that. Them down. Another line from Kostaki. The Jets, of course, beat the Jets beat the Buccaneers,
yes,
17-18, and for Jets fans, that's called a blowout.
Okay,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't see how the Kansas City Chiefs do it.
They're at home.
They don't have anywhere near the weapons that the Giants did, and Hakeem Nicks, and Victor Cruz, and Ruben Randall, and they're more of a West Coast type offense.
Absolutely.
And I think the Cowboys and this defense are going to eat West Coast.
The Cowboys' question marks are deeper than a West Coast would present.
Yeah.
But I also think, though, that Dallas has done a good deal to shore up their secondary. And those guys are going to be getting to play up a little bit closer to the line, which is going to make – it's going to – look, it's going to be –
Brandon Carr's return –
it's going to be a heck of a game. There's another Sensabaugh's back. Who else coming back? Somebody else coming back besides Brandon Carr?
Brandon Carr is the only one that I know is coming back. Oh no, they just I forgot the name of their the lineman that they got from Kansas City as well. So
yeah,
there's a couple Chiefs that are coming back. They're going to make a good impression to say that's what you get for letting us go. I have no qualms.
I'm not saying this is a challenge game yet,
Cowboys.
But this is another one of the home games that I'm taking this week.
Yes,
and
one of the few away games that I've got.
I've only got a couple. And this isn't one of them.
I think I got four of them.
But you certainly made the case, and I tried to do my best to make my case.
There you go. M&T Bank Stadium, where the Baltimore Ravens, the defending Super Bowl champions, got embarrassed in week one.
Super Bowl
face the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, thank God they're playing somebody as bad as the Browns. Because talk about question mark. You're a franchise.
Yeah.
Question mark. Look, but you're playing the Browns.
It was one game.
It was bad.
It was a game that got away from them early. And I think if anything was exposed is that they have a lot of young wide receivers that need a lot of playing time. And that was especially true once Jacoby Jones went down with that punt return where the dude ran into his own guy.
Concussed your own buddy on a punt.
Yeah.
Dude.
But I think Baltimore bounces back. I think they do it big. They are favored by just a touchdown, actually 6.5.
Yeah.
And I would take the Ravens in a heartbeat.
Mostly sunny day at M&T Bank Stadium.
Seriously, did anybody in Vegas watch the Cleveland Brown game last week?
I don't know, but I really question why this isn't a full touchdown at least.
Exactly.
Why it's not 7. I mean, I will take Baltimore all the way up to 8.5.
Yeah.
But, yeah, certainly 6.5. I would love to jump on that number now.
I'm jumping.
If we only had a way to jump on the number now, I would jump on that number really fast. Nice day there in our nation's capital for football. So, Stevie, we're plowing ahead. We're making good use of our time here. We're doing well.
We've got two more morning games. The next one is in Houston, where the Houston Texans host the Tennessee Titans, the team that used to be from Houston. It's going to be
the Oilers are playing the Texans.
The battle of the Houston.
Houstonians.
People.
They're Houstonians.
Oh, Houstonians, okay.
I've clarified that.
Thank you.
I have it on very good
record.
Who
wins the battle of the Houstonians? Because right now, Arian Foster is not happy that he has to share carries. I don't like to share them.
What he should be more concerned about is,
I don't want to share.
Here's what he should be more concerned about than sharing is how nicely the person he's sharing with is doing with his toy. What beautiful art.
That would have been my run.
What beautiful. So you're not a very good running back?
No, I'm a great running back.
Well,
but
then
the only
he's a great running back, too.
The only reason.
Ben Tate he got looks that awesome.
Yeah, but the deal is, and I'm sitting there, I was watching that game, and I believe, I'm like, Arian would have had that exact same run. Did you see the whole? It was like maybe his offensive line was
the
trying to tell him something.
The offensive line is very good.
But maybe they were trying to tell him something. When Arian Foster was out on the field, his running holes were not big. Mm. Ben Tate stayed on the field. I could have run through the freaking holes that they were creating.
Bigger holes?
I mean, it was like night and day. And so maybe the offensive line is trying to send Arian a message or something.
We didn't get our Rolexes last
year. Yeah, what happened to the Rolex, dog?
Come on.
I was waiting for it.
Brother's got obligations.
Brother's got to eat. Brother's got to eat.
Obligations.
I think they're going to be all right. I think what Kubiak is doing is, look, Arian, you haven't played all year. You didn't play any preseason. You know, you're coming off an injury, and I need you at the end. I cannot have you not be around those final 6 weeks.
I'm nursing you like a premature baby.
There you go.
I'm nursing you at my teeth. I'm nursing you a little bit, get you a little stronger, get you a little bit more work,
get you
onto the solid food, Arian, and then we're going to move up to the steak.
He doesn't do steak and solid food. Remember, he's a vegan. All right.
And so, I said to Miss Amy Trask, president of the Oakland Raiders, would you ever have a vegan at a power position?
I'm just telling you,
I wouldn't
Arian,
hesitate to.
You can be vegan all you want, man, but if you crave meat, that means you need it. Your body needs it. Your body needs
if
meat.
God didn't mean for us to eat cows. Why'd he make them so tasty?
I know, exactly. Tasty meat. Anyways, I got the Houston Texans in this. No, not so much that the whole Arian situation. I think that's going to resolve itself.
It will. Arian's going to go back to being the bell cow come week four.
Matt Schaub showed.
Schaub looked great.
Against the San Diego Chargers. Hey, look. We are a running team. That's what we are. But if last year our biggest knock was if we got down by 14 points,
we can't come back.
We couldn't come back.
Well, we got down by 21.
We're down by 21. And I threw for 356 yards and 3 touchdowns to make sure that our team found a way to win. And I think Houston now can have a sense that, hey, if we need to throw the football, we can.
You know I've had Matt Schaub as a top 10 quarterback for his entire career.
Yes.
I acknowledge that he was injury prone when he came over from New Orleans.
He was injury prone.
And so I acknowledge all those things, but what people have failed to acknowledge back to me is that he's a top 10 quarterback. Well, you know, if he ever played 16 games, well, he has now, okay? And he has taken his team to the playoffs, and he has won a playoff game.
But is he really a
top 10? Yeah. Is he top
six?
He's
never really
no.
been top 10 in numbers. And he came from the Atlanta Falcons, not the New Orleans
Falcons.
Saints.
Thank you for correcting that. That's right. In the Drew Brees,
yeah.
He was backed up Drew Brees through his first year, if I'm not mistaken.
No, Drew's with New Orleans.
So this was the end of the Vic era?
This was the end of the Vic era. Yeah.
He was given a chance to start then.
No. Right before, when he moved to Houston, it was pretty clear that it was Vic and he was never going to get a shot.
And then Vic went bad.
Yes. And then they were like, oh, man, I can't believe
we could have used Schaub. That would have been a convenient thing to have.
That's exactly
a
what
decent
happened.
Quarterback because right. they're hard to find.
But they found Matt Ryan. So
hey, it worked out for both
Matty
teams
Ice,
very well.
Matty Ice wasn't Matty
He's
Ice.
He's looking lukewarm, isn't he? He's not quite looking froze.
Lukewarm. So I got Houston.
I'm seeing the line at -9. And again, that
nine?
Looks about right.
Wow, that's a
looks
lot
about
of
right.
Points.
I know, but Tennessee is a little offensively challenged. Could we say that? Yes, we can.
But their defense held Pittsburgh to nothing.
Well, we're starting to this week we'll know a lot. We think we know things, but after this weekend, then we'll know a lot more things.
We will know a lot more things.
Part of it is Pittsburgh really that bad?
I'm afraid that Monday Night Football.
Oh,
I
know
want
that.
Monday Night Football
I
right
so
now.
No, but that would mean that we've gotten through Thursday night and Sunday, and I don't want that to have happened yet.
You don't
want to
miss that yet, okay.
I don't want to miss any of that. I can't
Can
wait for
I
tomorrow.
Can I take a DeLorean and go to Monday, watch Monday Night Football, and then come back and
just
pick up
don't
Thursday?
Mess up the controls, the dials.
Yes, I won't.
I would not make a little analog thing that like makes my volume go up and down like that.
Oh,
I wouldn't do that with something as important,
Stephen,
as time.
I see.
Not just time as in your watch, but what day it is, what year it is, what century it is. You shouldn't put that on a dial. That should be something you punch in on a keypad.
It was a keypad.
It wasn't a dial?
No.
I thought it was a dial.
I don't know. What DeLorean were you watching?
I was apparently in a different DeLorean that did time travel.
That DeLorean might have had it on a dial, but Back to the Future DeLorean that I'm talking about had a touchpad.
Steven, you acknowledge that there's alternate universes.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, then in mine.
Elizabeth,
she can prove
here
it.
In the Rave Cave, she is my source for alternate universe.
And for all things goofy and geek. And that's a compliment to
I
her.
I am so.
I know. You've got the greatest little friend here.
Yeah,
I know.
She and I have such a great connection.
Because you're geeks.
Yeah.
You're
so,
cool
you
geeks.
Know what I'm doing is I'm going to install a bridge between the Rave Cave, not like a walking bridge, like a network bridge between the Rave Cave
I'm
and
like,
my
dude,
house.
That's a lot of lumber.
And my house.
You're going to need a permit for that.
So that, you know, we're going to game together, man. We're going to get into games.
I'm going to come into the – oh, no. She's strutting around. Yes. Yes.
She's going to be my gaming partner.
Is your wife okay with this? Because she's beautiful.
What?
Elizabeth is beautiful.
She
is. Is your wife okay with it?
I'm sure she is.
All right. She's pretty. PYT pretty young thing.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm going to – and while we're playing, I'm going to have to make sure that the guys that, you know, tried to join our group and stuff – you know, leave her alone because I'll be like, I will hurt you.
She's mine. I don't possess her, but I'll pretend I do and
but
scare
no,
you.
No, I'll just protect you and protect her from creepy guys like you.
Creepy guys like me. The San Diego Stupid Chargers.
Like?
I've got
like?
The Houstons.
Okay.
Not the old Houstons, the Houstons. New Houstons.
Oh, the new Houstons. Which one?
The new one. The Texans.
Texans and not the Titans.
Correct. Okay. Not the ones that play in Tennessee.
All right. There you go. I've got them, Hugh.
San Diego Stupid Chargers go to Philadelphia, where the Eagles have their home opener.
I've decided that from this day forth, what's the day? The 11th.
Today is 9/11.
2013. I no longer say San Diego Superchargers. And that was the last time that right there when I said it. That's the last time I'm saying it ever.
That's sad.
I no longer say San Diego
Chargers. Man, no, wait. I don't ever say San Diego, what goes in the middle,
right.
Chargers.
That powerful word.
Yes, I don't Chargers. Do that anymore. It's just Chargers or San Diego Chargers.
What about That's me it. Who mocks the word by replacing it with something else, like San Diego Stupid Chargers?
It's not. It's too much. It takes too much effort, and it doesn't
it takes
even.
No effort for
it
me.
It takes too much effort, and it doesn't. They're not even worthy of that much effort that I would give them.
Wow. And would you say it to Phillip's face?
No. I love Phillip Rivers.
I'm like, Phil's a great guy. Phillip is one of the nicest guys.
I can feel sorry for them, yet still feel strongly about not saying it.
Does that mean that you would not want them to be the Los Angeles franchise?
Well, no, because then they wouldn't be the San Diego Chargers.
Los Angeles Superchargers. That doesn't work at all.
Doesn't work at all.
Well, what about Anaheim Superchargers of Los Angeles?
Are the Angels, is it a done deal? They don't have to say Anaheim anymore?
I don't know what day it's official, but it is a done deal. The mayor
they will no
the mayor
longer
and the city
be
council, Los Angeles
the Los
Angeles,
Angeles, Angeles of Anaheim. You don't have to say
the city
that
of Anaheim has let them out of the ridiculous name, where they only had the ridiculous name to appease a clause in a contract. And it was a clever, creative way of doing it, and they've been mocked robustly for it, but it doesn't matter. Why isn't it cold in here?
I don't know.
It's not hot outside.
It may be time to, like, clean the pads or something.
Not clean something! Oh, we've God,
had,
no.
I mean, come on, we've never had it serviced since it's been installed. I'm
but
in
that,
cave,
that so. Involves A, work, or B, money, and I'm opposed to either.
Well, something's going to have to happen because it's certainly
but
not.
But it was cold the other day.
It's certainly not doing what it's
not
been.
Working.
Yeah, but it was the other day, but there's been some days that I've been in here that it's not doing what it's I've got the Philadelphia Eagles.
I get the Eagles.
I think they come in, they do their stuff, they do the Chip Kelly high-flying, fast pace. We're a circus. Look at us. Afro. Big pass. I mean, they're going to do all of that. And before the San Diego Chargers even know what hit them, it's going to be 21-0. And the new coach,
that's what happened to the Texans
McCoy,
last week against the Chargers.
Well, they're going to get it done. And McCoy's going to be like, wait a minute. I swear I was coaching in the NFL now. When did I go back to college where people are running the spread offense and killing me?
Have you met Chip Kelly?
That is what's going to happen there, and the San Diego Chargers will just never have
prayer.
They'll never have enough. They'll never have enough to get
snowball chance in hell has a better chance, and I don't know why San Diego's even going to make the flight. 7.5 points
and that's
is the line.
And that's the other thing. They got to go all the way across the country.
Yeah.
And when San Diego does that, they're just not very good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And that does it for the morning games. Kicking off the afternoon game.
I'm gonna kiss my baby, gonna hold her tight.
Wow.
Gonna give me some afternoon delight.
I was about to say, what does that have to do with Arizona?
It's the afternoon.
Because that's where we are at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Where
and speaking
Arizona
of hot.
Cardinals. Where the Arizona Cardinals face the Detroit Lions.
Is it hot in here or am I in Phoenix?
You're hot.
And I'm not in Phoenix. What's the temperature going to be outside the dome there in beautiful Glendale, Arizona? Let me tell you something, friends. The Arizona Cardinals. Why can't I find the Cardinals? There they are. It's going to be, oh, get details. That's bullcrap. It's in a dome. I know it's in a dome. I actually want to know that it's going to be 101 outside the dome.
No, but it's in
that's
a dome.
That's interesting to me.
Oh, I see.
How? Why
inside,
people live there?
It'll be air conditioned. 72,
I understand.
Beautiful.
That's lovely, as it always is inside domes. But you have to leave eventually. It'll be 101. God, the people live in that, and that they're happy. Talked to our friend in Leeds today, and he was just like, weather's miserable. Weather's miserable.
Cheeseworth?
Yeah. Weather's miserable. Miserable.
Really?
I said, I know. My wife's got an office
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, can you start telling me what I should expect here in a few weeks?
We're going to get on an airplane and fly
I've never been there this early
in
the year.
Oh, the weather's going to be lovely.
Is it?
I mean, it may rain, but it's going to be lovely. Dude, the rain chance is the same in October as it is in September, okay?
I don't like rain.
Well, I understand that, but you're there every October
I
for the last 6 years.
And it's only rained on me once.
Okay, that's the chance of rain that you will have this year. It could rain every day.
So there's it could rain every day.
I've been in middle of England where in the Midlands it rained, it poured for 10 days. This can happen.
See, because
on
the
an
way
island.
I know it, the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plains. I don't know where it stays in England.
In the Midlands? No, the weather patterns are as variable as anything. And okay. It gets a bad rep
I'll
for
live
the
with
amount
it.
Of rain. We
I'll
don't
live
know.
With it. I'll live with it.
We don't know.
The Detroit Lions are going to be playing the Arizona
so
Cardinals.
So sue
Jeff.
Me. You know that a guy named Sue gets in trouble all the time just cracks me up. So sue me.
Sue.
Sue-wee.
I had a difficult time choosing this game. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
It was hard.
All right.
I think the Lions showed a little oomph last week.
Well, Steven, lest you think that you're alone.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Lions, the line is Arizona plus 1.5.
But some places have them as a pick 'em.
That means it's an extremely difficult choice.
Yes, it is.
That's what a pick 'em means by definition. And when you get the home team in a Trisha special, upset special,
yes,
that means that this game is just a humdinger to pick.
Yes.
And this truly is a humdinger to pick. So I've gone with what I go with, but I can't tell you because I'm looking for a challenge game.
You've gone with the home team. I know. You've only told me that you've made two.
I didn't tell you how
you
many.
Said. You said there were two. You said
I said a couple.
A couple is two. One, two.
Yes,
couple.
It is. In this case.
So it's not two. It's more than two?
A couple can be two, three.
Okay.
That would, of course, be a few.
Yeah, that would be a few.
Right.
Yes. I've got the Detroit Lions.
I've got the Arizona Cardinals.
I wanted to take the Arizona Cardinals. And so I did. And I believed that they might have enough. But if I can tell you one thing, why it's not going to be the Arizona Cardinals.
Because Carson Palmer's not really big on being pressured?
No. Well, that's one.
That's a good one.
But two?
That's what scares me the most.
Somebody for the Detroit Lions last week was silent. He is going to explode
Megatron
in this game. And I'm telling you now, he is going to explode.
Why didn't he bitch and moan like a little girl?
Because he's not a prima donna wide receiver.
Oh, that's Mike Williams.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Have you seen Calvin Johnson's commercial on ESPN?
Which one of him?
Where
there's two of
he's
him?
Standing. No. It's where he's standing with a Stuart Scott. They're talking like.
Oh, yeah, and he turns into a
and
Pepsi
he's like,
machine.
Oh, someone's looking for him, and he's right. Like, hey, man, you never saw me. And he's like. You hear the Transformers thing.
Megatron.
And he's like, hey, have you seen Kevin Johnson? You look, where he's standing is a soda machine.
He transformed.
Transforms
like Megatron.
Soda machine. And then the guy leaves, and he's just like, oh, man, thanks. I appreciate that.
That was close.
Yeah, that was close.
No, Megatron was shut down last week. The chance of being shut down 2 weeks in a row is slim, and I am worried about the Lions' pressure that they could bring here.
These are mine.
Well, we never even explained
and
the dollars that we're
yours.
Exchanging.
So that one's yours. So these are mine.
Mine
I've
says Lions.
Because you had the Lions and I had the Vikings.
And
well, yeah, that one's yours. You owed a dollar. So you should have two because you just never put yours up.
Oh, so this $1 is actually two?
Yes.
So when I go down and try and buy something, I say, I know it's $2.
You
but
would have
trust
to take
me,
you would have to
my
take one out of your wallet.
My partner tells me this is $2.
You would have to take one out of your wallet. So I've got a dollar.
Yeah.
Dollar for dollar. Over $150 in yards, two TDs or more. Megatron.
Wow. This is on a team that's also featuring Reggie Bush.
150 plus yards, 2 plus TDs.
Done.
Jeff's taking it.
Dunsky. Now, how are you going to keep track of writing on these things all these times? Is that the week one pen that you used last week? And there's a week two pen?
Now we go to blue.
The week two pen will be blue.
No, I don't know.
The show notes will so read that the week two color is blue.
No, this one is
a darker green.
$1 bet, week two, Megatron.
And just to be clear, I still have another dollar.
You have to pull it out of your pocket.
No, but I still because that $1 was $2. You told me it was. So do I still have another dollar?
No, until you put.
Well, then we're betting $2.
No.
Because if that dollar was $2, then we're betting $2.
It's not $2. pull another one from your pocket and you'll have your $2. I would like to bet this other one that Detroit takes care of business, Arizona.
No,
you're like, no.
No, no. I like the Megatron one for $2. And look,
no,
I so happen to find another dollar.
It is a $1 bet. You should
I so happen to find several more
you
dollars
should
here.
Keep a couple out.
$4.
No, I'm not betting $4 on that.
It's a like dollar the absurdity
bet.
Of it.
It's the parlay.
It is a big.
You should be putting up $4 to my odds. One.
Yeah, that
I mean,
happen.
I'm so crazy going out there on a limb.
He's crazy Steven.
There you go. But you've got Arizona. I've got Detroit. Raymond James Stadium, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be hosting the New Orleans Saints.
Because it's contractually obligated. No, look, the Saints struggle.
I have it from very good sources that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will sell out this game.
Wow.
There will not be a blackout.
Wow.
Yes.
Of course, the NFL did adjust what a blackout was downwards. I think 85% of the seats you have to sell out now to make it blackout free. But, look, the New Orleans Saints don't play well in Florida.
They don't. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers generally beat New Orleans in Tampa Bay.
Damnedest thing.
However.
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 Yes.
This ain't that same Tampa Bay Buccaneer team.
Scattered thunderstorms will be the case there at Raymond James. A balmy 90 degrees with a chance of rain. If that's not Drew Brees football, not weather, I don't know what is.
With a chance of meatballs?
No, I don't. Steven, it's my time for my mini rave.
Oh, he's
my
mini
rave. No,
I can't
it's a mini
ever
rave.
Talk about. Oh,
it's a mini rave.
Okay, mini rave then. Go
that ahead. I don't have young children. I don't give a damn what rated G or PG movie is out there.
Right.
I don't give a damn because I don't have to see it. Yeah. I don't have to hear about it. I certainly don't have to watch it more than once.
You have to hear about it.
No,
me.
I don't.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs Part 2.
Do,
yes.
Because I really didn't know there was a first one. And
yeah.
That's the beauty of having older kids.
You know what I like about the first one, and that's all I'm going to say, is its originality.
Hmm.
No one had ever done a movie like this.
Hmm.
And the theme, the premise, the whole
thing.
Felt
that way about Despicable Me, and then they did Despicable Me
2. They did 2. Yeah, so this now that they've done 2, I'm like, what are they going to do?
I enjoy Despicable Me, lest anybody think I didn't.
Yeah. But Despicable Me 2, did you see it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I went out of my way to see it.
And you don't have children. Interesting.
Yep. But I had a choice.
You did have a choice.
I had a choice.
You know what? I'm going to be working with Minions. Starting next week.
Steven's gone all in with the dark side.
Yeah.
How long is
Studio
the name
Lot.
Of the company? NBC Universal Comcast?
No, it's just NBC Universal.
Why do they conveniently leave the parent corporation name out?
I don't know.
Because it's an embarrassment.
Probably.
Just like when General Electric owned NBC, they tended to de-emphasize the General Electric part and emphasize the NBC, which sounded kind of cool. Then it was NBC Universal. You still never had the GE.
Right.
And then GE sold it off, and then they were clear of that. Well, now Comcast Cable comes around with a few billion dollars and buys up NBC Universal in one of the biggest deals of all time. Most of you don't even know what took place.
Yeah.
And they still call themselves NBC Universal.
NBC Universal.
As they should.
Yeah.
Because Comcast is known for cranky people who won't do good customer service. And what does that have to do with a great entertainment empire?
Exactly.
Nothing.
I have no idea.
Nothing.
I have no idea.
So let's just leave that out.
But I'll get to be on a studio lot.
It's great to be on a studio lot and
see some stuff, and it's gonna be good.
Gonna have lunch in the
It is amazing.
What,
there.
What did they call it? I forget the name. It's been so long.
They've got four different ones. So which
commissary. The commissaries.
Yeah, well, not the one commissary. They've got the studio grill. They've got the pit fire. And then there's the commissary. And then there's another one.
Yeah, I just meant the commissary.
Yeah, okay.
What the Brits refer to as the canteen. And the funny thing in Britain, it smells like a canteen.
We got to finish
up. We were doing great. We were doing so well.
New Orleans, Tampa Bay, make a pick.
New Orleans.
It's like New Orleans. Yeah, I got
this. This is one of my couple of road teams that I'm taking.
Couple is two. I know you're taking Denver, so that means it's two because you're not taking
any of the
Ta-da. Others. I've already declared the 49ers Seahawks. Yes. I've already declared that.
All right. The other afternoon game, O.Cole Coliseum. We're not breaking these out yet. But I guarantee you, and what a game.
We would have a new category for this game.
It would be below. It'd be lower than a nap game?
I think it could
What's
be called
lower than a nap game?
6 feet under game.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Do you not agree with me that this is like the worst game that you can think of?
I am actually a little interested in watching this game.
That's being hypocritical, Stephen. You're a hypocrite.
Hey. Why?
You refuse to look at car wrecks.
I do refuse to look at car
wrecks. This is a car wreck.
But I want to see what Terrell Pryor.
This. Can he duplicate what he did in week one?
Do better.
Anything. Can he even get close to what he did in week one?
And if he can, they're going to destroy Jacksonville.
Sure.
Well,
they already might anyways.
Yeah.
Because, look, Jacksonville don't travel out west.
So we both period. Can open.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, what does Vegas say about this game? Probably 3.
The Oakland Raiders are favored by 5.5.
5.5? What?
What?
Yeah, I can't believe
that's how bad Jacksonville is.
Are they really that bad?
Dude, they didn't score any points. They went 15 drives and totaled 70 yards in 15 consecutive drives.
It was more than 70 yards.
73. I'm not being serious. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm serious. I'm not being serious. Don't die.
You're not being serious?
I'm being deadly serious. The weather in Oakland should be lovely, but I'll verify that. Raiders, patchy fog. At 125, I'm sorry, you don't have patchy fog.
They had 178 yards of total offense. So.
But I said 15 consecutive drives, they managed 70-some-odd yards in 15 straight drives.
Okay.
Somebody went through them I believe it was Adam Scheid went through all 15 drives, and it was sick. It was 3 and out, and he gave the net yards. They got a first down in those 15 drives. They got one first down. It was disastrous. And Richard says that Mr. Shad Khan wasn't a very happy camper in the owner's box. He wasn't a bundle of fun.
I would expect that from an owner watching his team get beat down.
Not a bundle of fun.
I wouldn't be a bundle of fun. My team was getting handed to them. They are the lowest offensive team.
They're offensive.
In the league. But not far behind them is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, and we will get to them in a moment.
We will.
We get to Monday Night Football.
So, Jacksonville, Oakland, who you got?
Oakland.
Okay, we both got the Raiders. The final afternoon game, the second game that will be shown on Sky Sports, Denver at New York Giants, the Manning versus Manning Bowl.
I came up with a clever name for this. I'm
going to
open Evernote and look at our radio notes for tomorrow for our live show. I decided to call it, here we go.
Manning Live?
No.
Manning Squared?
So, Super Bowl 47 was dubbed the Harbaugh Bowl since the head coaches were brothers. This Sunday sees brothers, I haven't edited this yet, apparently, sees brothers the semi-annual Manning Derby. We're going with the Manning Derby. For the English.
All right, you and your
a Manning Derby.
Darbies.
Where the brothers square off at quarterback. We like big brother Peyton over little brother Eli in this one, giving the points to the Giants. I'm just going out on a limb here and thinking that you might like that pick. Yes, we know that Eli has 2 Super Bowl championships, but he is still
Wait a minute. The Broncos are only favored by 4.5?
As I said.
Wow.
We like a lot the Denver Broncos in this game.
Denver Broncos.
You realize the Mirage has the Giants +2. Yeah, you could today at this moment buy and get the Broncos -2. Yeah, right now. I would jump on that so fast.
I would too.
Oh, my Lord.
Please.
Oh, my Lord. The Caesars and the Orleans are agreed at 4.5. And again, this is just crazy talk. So
I would go as high as 5, maybe even 6.
Yep. I don't go past 6.
No.
But six, I'm comfortable with.
We both have the,
we sure
the
do.
Denver
Broncos. And the late, just so you know, the Sunday games will be on Sky Sports 2 HD. The Thursday night will be Sky Sport 1.
CenturyLink Field.
The link.
On NBC Sunday Night Football. What did
Wait,
you think
What about
real
San Francisco, Seattle, my friend?
That's what we're talking about. NBC Sunday Night Football.
Oh, I see what you did there. Well, I didn't hear this.
We don't have time for that. What did you think of the new girl? The new
Romo's old girlfriend?
Okay, if that's what you want to call her.
I don't know popular people.
Yeah. Carrie Simpson.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Simpson
go.
Underwood.
Okay.
I no.
Yeah.
No. You know,
and she was kind of, she went for the like the boot.
Yeah, I know.
She didn't go for the high boots.
She went
or
for the
boots.
High ankle boot.
They were like, and they were like workmen's boots. They were worker boots.
They were not steel.
They
toed
were
boots.
Worker steel toe boots.
No, they weren't. They were.
Go look at the video.
I looked.
And they're
black
fixating steel toe boots that she could jump around like a little girl in.
Okay, well. She sang the song strangely.
Yeah, the
she didn't look hot. She actually looked a little on the pudgy side. And I know this being sexist.
I don't know,
but
it is. It is. You should have stopped.
I know. Well, you know what? I don't stop when the sign says stop, Steven.
I see.
I ponder.
So you get in a lot of car wrecks? So you are an unsafe driver because you don't stop when it says stop.
I said I'm an unsafe driver, but not as far as my auto insurance company's concerned.
Okay. Well, they're concerned.
Should be
right
concerned.
Now. That's why they're not giving you
Should
half off
concerned.
Or whatever you want. Anyways, who do you got?
I got the loudest stadium and the 12th man.
Is this
all the difference?
Is this going to be? I may change this pick later on. I'm just telling you right now.
Well, then I reserve the right to change the challenge game.
No, you're going to chop in the challenge game right now.
Then
from
you're
going to
chop in your pick
show.
Because this is when we don't agree on disagree on more than one.
We don't ever. We disagreed on two games, by the way, and we don't get to like an hour before the game to change picks.
Yeah, but not when it involves the Seahawks, because Steven's superstitious about them.
I already had the Seahawks before you told me who you were taking.
Okay, I got Seahawks.
We
got the same pick.
But
you could flop over.
The only reason I'm taking Seattle
is the location.
Is because where it's at.
There. I
didn't see much from Seattle last week to tell me that they're looking really
heavens
good.
Heavens no. Heavens no. But we know what they're capable of. John Madden on Madden Football Today said this. He said, I'm not a big believer in this whole home field advantage thing and crowd noise affecting if you're not ready to play an NFL game, you're not ready to play an NFL game.
Right.
But you know, up in Seattle,
there's something
screwy. There's something about that 12th man. Boom.
So we both have the Seabirds.
Along with Coach Madden.
Yes.
Yeah. I
he gave you one of these?
Yeah. Not personally.
Okay.
But
he
radio.
Said, I've got Seattle.
Yeah.
Wow.
I He's like great. Coach that. Is great.
All right.
Monday Night Football, baby.
Monday Night Football.
And a reminder for those that are going to be there to bring hearing protection because they're going to be going for the Guinness Book of World Record.
The
loudest
Pittsburgh Steelers
yell.
Travel to Cincinnati to face the Bengals. Jeffrey, did you know that every single team in the AFC North lost last week?
Yes, I did.
They're all in first place.
Those of us who had three of them making the playoffs. Good luck with that when they all start.
Who are those of them?
I'm one of
You're
them.
You're one of them.
There's others. I listen to other people's points of view more than you.
Yes, you do.
I enjoy listening to other people's takes.
Cool.
And I like to specifically hone in on whom I respect and who I think should probably walk off the planet.
Right.
So.
So who you got there in Pittsburgh, ESPN?
I really, truly believe on Monday Night Football on ESPN that the Cincinnati Bengals are the better of these two teams, especially right now.
Yeah.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers have – talk about question marks. Oh, my.
So, Jeffrey,
Geno
in fact –
Geno Smith is going to carry the ball enough finally.
In fact, you only had a couple. One, two.
Yeah,
row teams.
I did. I'd feel guilty, but I don't feel like it.
Your row teams were – New Orleans.
Yeah.
And Denver.
Yeah, really safe plays.
Yeah.
And it so happens as I go through the Vegas lines, that only puts me with one upset, actually two upsets, of the whole bunch of games, of 16 games. And those upsets are of the smallest margins where, you know, Carolina, I've got Buffalo and Vegas has Carolina.
Yeah, but you got Kansas City, their dogs.
aren't they?
Kansas City, that'd be up top there.
They're actually favorite.
They're favorite by three. Man.
You know what? I gotta call someone. That's all the time we got. I got the Cincinnati Bengals.
I got Cincinnati Bengals. That makes the Dallas Cowboys, Kansas City Chiefs game. What's the other one we differ on?
Bobby? Detroit. I've got the Lions.
Detroit,
you've got
Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah, I'll roll with the Chiefs.
He's rolling with the Chiefs.
No spite. You know there's no spite here.
I'm chomping it in. Okay. I really think you're making a mistake, and that's to my advantage. So
but see,
I will let it slide.
I like Steven to tell me when he thinks I'm making a mistake, but this is one of those times when I can't really regard it because he may be right, but yeah. It's his team. So I can't really put anything in it, and that bothers me.
You really can't put – anything on the analysis that I gave.
Oh, no, your analysis was terrific, Stephen.
All right.
Your analysis on your Cowboys is always fine, but it doesn't accurately see, the other side, which is that there's a reasonable chance that Kansas City returns to being a difficult place to play now that they've got a reasonable team. And it's going to be a tough place to play. And, one of the things that's crazy about this week, Week 2 of the NFL, is how many of these teams have so seldom played each other. We have very little history on many of these games. Most, in fact, Dallas, Kansas City specifically, have not played each other in a couple years.
Four years. The last time they played each other was 4 years ago.
And it was in Dallas. And
it was in Kansas City.
It was in Kansas City. Then the time before that was also in Kansas City.
It was Miles Austin coming out party.
We have a couple of games here where there's honestly it's been like 11 or 12 years since the actual matchup in that stadium has taken place.
Miles Austin made a name for himself in that Kansas City game in 2009.
And where is he now?
He's still with the Cowboys.
Really?
Yeah, he's coming back, and he's probably going to have a big game against Kansas City. So
it's a pretty different team.
Well, both teams are.
That's what
different.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why those historical numbers don't mean anything to me because
nada.
And so many of these games have that. San Diego, Philadelphia. They haven't played in that. Maybe they've played. But it's weird. It's weird
just
how many
so you
times.
Know, any NFC team will play an
I know,
AFC
every 4 years.
Every 4 years.
But occasionally the scheduling gets such that the one team gets a home field advantage most of the time.
And that's just
a weirdness.
Yeah,
right.
You can't do anything.
And so you've got some of these games this weekend, and it should be a good, fun weekend this weekend.
Well,
for
if
NFL
that's
football.
The game, then I'm chomping it in, and I like
make it.
The girl will have it up.
And what's fun is I won't forget.
Morning, and
I won't have to go look.
You know, in a couple of hours, just look on our website.
But I won't have to because I'll
actually,
remember.
Actually, she's in bed. She'll have it up in the morning.
So here's the deal. Most people are wanting to see, according to our face place space, Broncos Manning Bowl. Seems to be the overwhelming majority. Thank you for the, 20-some people that responded to the game that they're most looking forward to this weekend. Get out to draftday.com/rants and sign up there and make sure you get your $2.20 play in so you can get $82,000. A chance to win $82,000.
Top five finishers in the league will get an entry to that $82,000.
Freaking idiot.
Bracken. Sorry.
Blitz.
Sorry.
Blitz.
Sorry.
Blitz. Draftday.com/rants. I'm Stephen Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're
we'll
out.
See you on the radio.